Hello, welcome back to Tip Top Trading, where Anna's going downstairs to speak to warehouse manager Mr. Ingle. Looking a bit nervous.
I am. Denise says if I speak to him in the wrong way, he might bite my head off.
Relax, Anna. It's just an expression to mean he might be a bit aggressive.
Oh.
You'll be fine. Just use the right polite phrases. Oh, and smile.
Okay, I will. Oh, look, here I am. Mr. Ingle, are you there? I'd be most grateful if you could give me some... Oh, what's that smell? And smoke. Mr. Ingle. Mr. Ingle, you're smoking.
Well, it's my lunch break, so I'm allowed to smoke a cigarette, aren't I?
Really? Are you sure?
No, he's not, Anna. Smoking inside a public building is illegal. It's against the law. It's dangerous, too. You've got to do something about this.
All right. Mr. Ingle, you mustn't smoke. It's wrong.
Says who?
Me?
Anna, you'll have to do better than that. Be polite, but be firm, too. Try saying, "Would you mind not doing that, please?"
I'll try. Mr. Ingle, would you mind not doing that, please?
Why is that, then?
He's not being very nice, is he? You need to give your reasons. Say, "I'm afraid it's against company policy." Go on. You can do it.
Mr. Ingle, I'm afraid it's against company policy. And it is actually against the law to smoke here. And... it's not a nice smell, is it?
Well, smells okay to me.
Well, I'm sorry to have to ask you this, but you need to put it out.
Put what out? The cat?
No, you need to extinguish your cigarette, please.
Says who?
Well, I'm sure your team wouldn't like to see you breaking the law. And besides, it could cause a fire. That would be awful.
Yeah, I suppose it would.
I could get you some nicotine gum if you like.
No, it's okay. I'll stub it out, as you are so nicely.
Thank you, Mr. Ingle. We'll keep it a secret this time. But please don't do it again. I'm afraid it's just not permitted on company premises.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, and Mr. Ingle, I still really like your overalls. Bye!
Nice one, Anna. You dealt with Mr. Ingle really well. You kept your cool and explained the reasons why he shouldn't smoke. Let's hope he doesn't do it again, Anna.
I hope not. I hate the smell of cigarette smoke. But I never got to ask him about stock management.
Well, maybe it's best to leave it for another time. Anna's had a tricky day so far dealing with Mr. Ingle, but she was firm and fair in the language she used. Here's a reminder of the phrases she used.
Would you mind not doing that, please? I'm afraid it's against company policy. I'm afraid it's not permitted. Sorry to have to ask you this, but...
Ah, Anna, there you are. Have you been smoking?
No.
You smell of cigarette smoke. Look, I know you're under pressure, but smoking in the building is not permitted.
But...
We take this very seriously. You had better step into my office and we'll talk about this.
Oh, dear. Anna's in trouble for no reason. Let's hope she explains the mix-up. That means telling Paul about Mr. Ingle smoking. This is going to be difficult. Until next time, bye.